You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today's Juneteenth, Brian.
Love it.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black.
155 years later.
Oh, yeah.
Still here. I almost called in black this morning. I ain't even gonna lie. You know what, Myron? I'm black. I ain't coming to work today.
Ain't nothing wrong with that today, at least.
I'm excited. We're going to have a special guest on the show in the 7 o'clock hour. Elder Sony Joie Thompson Ruffin with an oral history of Juneteenth. There's so much conversation being had about it. We've been celebrating it as a station, as a city, for many, many, many years. This is not our first rodeo.
Yep. I remember the Juneteenth celebration used to be down in Parade Park. And Hot 103 Jams has always been enshrined in the Juneteenth festivities.
Because of the pandemic, many of the celebrations will happen virtually. Of course, Nelson Atkins has always been a partner. Juneteenth KC organization doing great things. And we'll talk a little bit more about how you can participate with your family.
Oh, yeah.
An incident with KCPD that happened December 3rd of last year left Cameron Lamb, a 26-year-old father of three, dead in his own backyard, Brian. Many months after cries of injustice from Mr. Lamb's family, Detective Eric DeValconer, who shot Cameron, has been charged with first-degree manslaughter and armed criminal action in Jackson County.
Oh, wow.
Now, according to court documents, this is crazy. There was a traffic issue on 41st and College. A police helicopter observed a red pickup truck driving somewhere in the area, and they backtracked to Mr. Lamb's home. Well, someone was sitting on the porch. Cops came dressed in plain clothes. They never addressed anyone, never asked permission to come on the property, pulled out a gun, went in the backyard, and Mr. Lamb was shot on his own property.
That's awful.
So Gene Peters Baker has been really trying to get some headway. She says that the KCPD has been impeding this. She would have liked to have had this taken care of back in February, but there are some documents that she says that she's been waiting for and still has never received.
When I tell you that I wanted to stand at a podium in February, but I couldn't do that because police simply refused to give me a probable cause statement in this case. What I have learned over the past several months is how little influence or reason I hold over that department.
This is heavy, Shay.
The Fraternal Order of Police, they have released a statement. It says, quote, the FOP and its 1,500 members fully support Officer DeValconer. It is undisputed that the suspect pointed a gun at another officer, which clearly demonstrates that Officer DeValconer's actions were justified. We would devote our resources to helping the officer and his family.
No, they gonna stay together.
But if you're in plain clothes and you come into my backyard and you've got a gun, I mean, I...
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Maybe a thunderstorm on the way. Cloudy in 76 right now in Grandview. Shay, what's poppin'?
Child, I saw a picture of Jamie Foxx getting prepared for his role as Mike Tyson.
Ew.
He done bulked up looking real nice out here in these streets. So, what?
You over there lusting?
No, I'm just admiring the hard work that this man has put in to getting into the character. He did the same thing in Ray. I totally forgot that it was Jamie Foxx, and it was almost as if I was watching Ray Charles literally on screen.
I had the same feeling.
So I'm hoping that this is what's going to happen as he's getting his body prepared for the Mike Tyson story.
Right. What I'm doing is right now is changing the body. So now what I do every other day, I do 60 pull-ups. We do 60 dips. We do 100 push-ups. We do this. It's changing the body. Top half. I ain't got no legs, so I ain't gonna.
Yeah, because he had that.
Yeah. So yeah, I ain't got no calf muscles. So we're gonna have to get some prosthetics for that.
It's all good.
So we're gonna shoot all the way up. We're gonna shoot up here. You know.
Yeah.
Stop drooling on your notes over there.
I'm not drooling.
Good Lord.
I'm not drooling. I appreciate the male form.
And make love good.
Kate Michelle and Tamar Braxton are back at it again.
I didn't know they was enemies.
Well, Tamar didn't have a kerfuffle or two with just about everybody on social media. That's their playground. Apparently, Tamar was on an episode of T.S. Madison's Queen's Court when she was asked if she would participate in a versus battle with Kay Michelle.
Oh boy, I can see where this is going now.
So Tamar remained silent and they rang a bell. Well, Kay Michelle responded.
Talk about no baddie when you was sleeping with a married man. You was sleeping with Jermaine Dupri daddy. Mm. How you sleep with Jermaine Dupri daddy and get your beat by Jermaine Dupri mama in the elevator? But you want to talk to me? You want to talk about me? I don't marry me. But you so holy.
Only Solange got an undefeated record in the elevator.
Wowzers. That was pretty tough, Kay Michelle.
She don't care. Man, look. Kay Michelle be going hard. She don't care.
She's a Sarah too.
She repping y'all well.
Rosario Dawson has decided to move in with her boyfriend, Senator Cory Booker. She's 41, he's 51. She just came out a couple months and said that she likes women, but I guess not enough to not mess with Cory Booker.
Maybe she's bi-curious.
But she says she hasn't seen him since February.
I wonder what he been doing.
Going back and forth between Newark and D.C. You know, he's a senator. Oh, yeah. So he working. So she says she's moving to Newark. It's time. They've been thinking about moving in together for quite some time.
Oh, my God.
Some folks think that that might be why he hasn't been able. Because, you know, people want to elect folks that they think are stable, and for some reason people associate stability with marriage.
Right, you can't be single and stable. I think I ain't gotta ask nobody for nothing. You know, I ain't married. You, on the other hand, you give us single folks a bad name. Excuse well, you me? Ain't single. You got a man.
Well, I'm single until I'm married.
Oh, okay.
I said that to my boyfriend's family, and they looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah, they finna get in. Boy, look.
Well, and the way that I explained it to them is in any paperwork that I fill out, there's no box for boyfriend. It says single, married, divorced, widowed.
Don't be hurting his feelings like that.
That's not hurt. Why would truth hurt people's feelings?
Come on now.
I'm single until I'm married. I'm not out here looking for nothing, but I am single until I am married. I'm sorry. And that's the problem with a lot of people.
Oh, they be
you think you yeah, you think it's more than it is.
That's a whole nother conversation.
He done stopped at, you know, a late night rendezvous.
Uh-oh. Store run.
And you
yes, I'm single. I want to mingle.
When you marry me, that's when, okay.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because Trump is up here talking about he made Juneteenth famous. Are you serious right now? Famous to who? To you, because you didn't know what it was.
What's so crazy is that every year he's been in office, there's been a statement from the White House about Juneteenth. So that lets you know that somebody's writing these things.
Exactly. And he gonna sit up there and admit that he had no idea that there was a statement put out.
Oh, Lord.
His one black friend told him about Juneteenth the other day when, you know, he saw people on Twitter and everything.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Are you the greatest?
And I wouldn't even consider that a black friend. He was security. That's an employee.
What you doing for Juneteenth?
I am spending it with my children, and we are going to talk about what Juneteenth truly is about.
That's right. Make sure you're listening at 7-Eleven. We've got an elder who's going to be talking about Juneteenth as far as it relates to black people in general and its rise here in Kansas City.
Thank you for calling up. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth, y'all!
Come up with a song or something, Brian.
Oh. Let me pull something up then. Hold on.
I was thinking that you could get some bars.
What? No.
You ain't ready to do a Juneteenth anthem?
Not yet.
I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black and I'm black.
Hey.
Yo, I'm black and I'm black, y'all. And I'm black.
So the Kansas City, Missouri City Council gave amnesty to nonviolent protesters who were arrested on municipal charges during the protest.
Good. They made the right decision.
The vote, 9-2, gave amnesty only on the days of the largest protests, and only protesters in downtown Westport and the Country Club Plaza areas. Mm. Around 200 people were arrested between May 29th and June 2nd. KCPD said most of the municipal charges were for violating city rules. Nothing violent.
Yeah.
Those will stick if there was anything involved in any interactions with folks in that way.
Yeah, the right to peacefully protest needs to be protected.
Most certainly.
Yeah. You know, this is something that's been done going back to the very beginnings of this country.
In my lifetime, I know I've never seen change happen so quickly. With a lot of different things. The city council has been taking a look at a lot of different ordinances and things that may not be fair to all. And being responsive to the outcries of people who are saying, look, this is wrong. You need to change it.
Yeah, the change has happened quickly. But I think, Shay, this has been something that's been boiling over, especially in our community. It's just that everybody else is looking at it now, and some of them are, you know, actually taking what we feel into consideration.
Father's Day weekend.
Hey.
Reach out to my daddy.
Going bowling with my daddy on Father's Day. It's all he can bowl.
I just love playing that.
I do. It's the only time of the year I can play it. Father's Day. A special day. Honor your fathers, man. And even those who you have father figures in your life, honor them too, man. We need our fathers in our community bad.
This is true.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today is Juneteenth, Brian. Some folks tardy to the party. Had no idea what Juneteenth is all about. Of course, 1619, first African brought to Jamestown, Virginia. September of 1862, Lincoln gets the Emancipation Proclamation passed. June 1st, 1863, Emancipation Proclamation was made into law. June 1865, nearly 2.5 years after the law was passed. Finally, the last slaves in Texas were emancipated. We're speaking with our elder, Sonny Joy Ruffin, who's going to give us a little bit more information about Juneteenth.
Good morning. Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth. How are you?
Very good. Go ahead and break it down for us.
You know, it came out of Galveston, Texas. The wonderful Horace Peterson and Congressman Cleaver, Reverend Cleaver, had, I'm sure, several conversations. And so as an assistant of the history of our community, Juneteenth is a celebration of the freedom that we finally received of slaves. So the proclamation was written, authored by President Abraham Lincoln, 1862, you know, as we were moving forward, coming out of the Civil War, and once it did finally get to Galveston, and what was finally done was a thing called freedom. When it came to Kansas City, with this celebration and what we're doing this weekend is celebrating something extremely precious because we've only had it for 157 years. So the celebration is extremely important because lives were given. We are the legacy. We're here because of what was given away.
So if the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863, why weren't the slaves freed until 1865?
Because the documents had to travel and each state was given the choice as to what they desired to do. Missouri was one of the last states to secede, and they were one of the last states to accept the proclamation, which actually Missouri wrote an emancipation ordinance. So after the Civil War, quite honestly, slaves were to go back into servitude. That didn't happen, of course. There were some that did down south, but states were allowed some choices. Some of the governors of different states were allowed choices, but Missouri was one of the last states to secede. Missouri is really a southern state. Those were the circumstances. And it took a long time. You know, you're traveling by word as to what can be and what will be done. So imagine the surprise.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Thunderstorm on the way right now. Your cloudy is 74 in Overland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends.
Last day for y'all Geminis.
Well, it's the 21st. Yeah, the last day on this show. By the time we get here Monday, it'll be.
It said 20th, though.
They say 21st is what Googles. I'm looking at.
According to my Googles.
Actress Zoe Saldana is 42. Mm-hmm. Rapper Macklemore is 37.
No. Gets no play in the ride, especially on Juneteenth.
Okay. Oh. Reality TV star Tommy Lee from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is 36. Mm. He has had a resurgence. Rapper, producer, DJ, and former member of Boogie Down Productions. He Fitty.
Hey!
Taking out you suckers and you don't know how I did it.
Hey!
This is D-Nice. And I'm about to drop some
and
lyrics on this.
You okay over there?
Choreographer Paula Abdul is 58 today.
Me forever. You ain't gonna do Felicia Rashad?
Oh.
Look at you.
Oh, the queen. Look at you. The queen. Actress. Felicia Rashad is out here 72.
Just fine for no reason. Happy birthday, everybody born on June 19th.
YG and DJ Mustard have teamed up with Postmates to donate $100,000 worth of food to residents in Los Angeles.
Hey, gotta love it.
They released a statement that said COVID-19 has hit black and brown communities the hardest. YG and I have not forgotten where we came from and feel a duty to support those who are less fortunate and have been our biggest supporters from the beginning. In honor of Juneteenth and the second annual Mustard Day, Mustard and YG will partner with Postmates to do $50,000. And then next week, they're going to do another $50,000 for several LA organizations.
Can never forget where you come from.
That's right. Where you come from?
Village Green, baby. 45th and Paseo. 4503 Plymouth Court. What's happening?
Queen Naija and her ex, Chris Sales, went at it on social media yesterday over the visitation of their son, CJ.
Oh, boy.
Yo, if I lose my son, I have really nothing else to lose for, to live for, to be honest. Like, I just talked to his mom yesterday. She's still on some BS. So I just feel like she keep talking about some be patient. What am I being patient for? Hell, I can't even see my son on Father's Day. Like, what? Like, what's that all about? At this point, and I'm just getting fed up and irritated. Like, every guy deserves to see their son.
Man, he sounds sad. Yeah.
So she added that she didn't say that the son could never go back to Houston. She said, for now.
Okay, they're in different cities.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that complicates it, yeah. Mm.
COVID is out here. I mean.
That too, yeah. You know, we forget about that. I know it's been a couple times where I forgot about the virus. But you're right, it's still there.
We've seen 10 states have an uptick They're not going down, they're going up. And with Trump's rally that's going to be happening in Tulsa tomorrow, a lot of scientists and folks who are involved in the healthcare community are saying that Tulsa is going to be damaged after this rally.
He don't care. He ain't listening to them.
They're passing out hand sanitizer and masks, but they're not requiring people to wear them at this rally.
Be safe. Be prepared.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Juneteenth, Brian.
Happy Juneteenth.
We're talking about something some folks are just now finding out about. Let me give you a quick history on this. September of 1862, President Abraham Lincoln gets the Emancipation Proclamation passed. June 1st, 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation becomes law. June of 1865, nearly 2.5 years after the law was passed, slaves in Texas finally received the news that they were indeed free. We're talking with Sonny Joy Ruffin, who participated in the first Juneteenth celebration in Kansas City. What was it like?
It was the Cobras, it was barbecue, it was marches, it was parties, you know, and things like that. And we were able to do that last year. We've had partners come forward. The Nelson Atkins Museum, the very first year they did celebrate it was 1980 when they brought the original Emancipation Proclamation document to the Nelson Atkins Museum.
Wow.
Him and his wife were able to commandeer, which is powerful, a relationship with the Library of Congress, and the original document set in state at the Nelson Atkins Museum. And so that relationship has been rebuilt through the educational department and of course the CEO, executive director, in celebrating a very important time in history, extremely important time in history. And thanks to Makeda for picking up that baton of her father and looking at the future realistically. And now the celebration has spread out of our community into a larger community. This actually needs to be a national celebration.
Yes.
Amen.
It's like this is our 4th of July, and we're going to celebrate all weekend. We have been celebrating Juneteenth since I was a little girl. So being in Kansas City, my family, you know, here, and it's delightful to know that Juneteenth is celebrated in Kansas City and that it is being finally embraced by community. It is finally being recognized, and it needs to be recognized nationally.
Yes. We're going to be talking with Makeda Peterson with more of the virtual events that are going to be happening across Kansas City. We thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving a little bit of oral history.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sonny Joy Ruffin. Have a good one. Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, this coronavirus has ruined so many different things. And the fact that it's changed the celebration of Juneteenth makes me sad, but I am overjoyed that we are going to persevere anyway. Isn't that the story of being black in this country?
It is. Overcome adversity at all costs.
That's right. We're talking with Makeda Peterson with the Juneteenth KC celebration. And you've got some virtual things happening, correct?
Yes, ma'am. A whole calendar of virtual activities throughout the entire month of June, but featuring activities all day tomorrow, June 20th. Kicking off the morning with our HBCU College Tour, we have over 5 universities, Langston, Lincoln University, Spelman College, Xavier, that will be hosting live discussions for youth to tap in on Zoom, our website. And we're going to be doing a lot of raffles for those youth that participate with dorm kids, sleeping kids, hygiene kids. Almost every kid's going to walk away with some kind of specialized kit for their college experience next year. And this is also welcome to for parents and for youth. We're going to have live talks with Sean Edwards from Fox 4 News Film Critic, and he's going to be talking about the powerful Who Killed Malcolm X docuseries, and having a really in-depth discussion with Miss Sonny Joy Ruffin that you guys spoke with. And then they're also going to be doing a fabulous discussion as well about protesting through the art, where we'll look at various pieces of work from the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art Collection and really talk about the artist's perspective during the civil rights or other movements, and basically how artists use their creative skills to channel that energy into their artwork. We'll have a health expo all day long with over 10 different agencies from throughout the greater Kansas City area that are going to provide programming, special focus discussions as well. We have DJs going live from Kansas City all day, DJ Mac, Brian Shining, DJ Dupe, DJ Street King. Then we have our youth DJ, DJ Firefist, is going to be spinning as well and bringing some of that young youth DJ energy. So that'll be going live all day long as well. Then we also have our mobile distribution that'll be going on at Greg Price Community Center, where families will be served from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Greg Price Community Center. They'll be able to get food, household items, cleaning products for their home. Evergy will be on site giving away box fans as well. And that's all in partnership with Missouri Care, Home State Health, and the Office of Minority Health and Senior Services Department. Just a ton of activities all throughout the 18th and Vine Jazz District as well that we're going to be doing to support those district businesses. We'll also have a live conversation with Mayor Quentin Lucas called Coffee and Conversation at 11 a.m. on Saturday, where we'll be talking about COVID-19 and the city opening up. There's just a ton of content, a ton of just engaging discussions that we're hoping that the city will be able to join us online and all accessible via our website.
Woo, that is a lot.
It's tons more. I'm probably forgetting something, Shay, honestly, but that is like the both things. Definitely our college tour, health fair initiatives are our biggest push for tomorrow. We're headed out to go grab a donation right now to load up with air mattresses, household items, anything we can grab up from Fidelia. So we're doing what we can just to keep Juneteenth strong here in Kansas City.
Whether this is your first time celebrating Juneteenth or your 20th time, log on to JuneteenthKC.com for the schedule of events.
Thank you so much, Makita Peterson. Have a good
one. Thank you so much, y'all. You guys have a blessed day. Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, day two, went on a 3.4-mile walk with my sister.
Hey.
Woke up this morning in extreme pain.
That's good. That means it's working.
It means it hurts. So I took some 500 milligram Tylenols. I've been stuttering just a little bit this morning. I think I'm affected by that.
Possibly. Just keep at it. Don't let that stop you.
You should come with me.
All right, I got a bike, so I can do that.
You'll leave me in the dust in a bike, man.
Yes, I would.
Keep up with a bike. Talking about Juneteenth celebrations, of course, they're happening across Kansas City virtually this year.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be DJing on Saturday. I'll be locked in. What time?
6 to 8 o'clock. Check out my Facebook, facebook.com/BrianBShining. And shout out to Key, who we just talked to, for letting me be a part of this. It's an honor.
Can I get just a small insight into what you'll be playing? A preview of sorts? Or what type of music? What sort of musical journey we're going to go through?
Well, first off, it's going to be clean, so this will be family friendly. But I'm going to be playing a variety of things. I might throw a little gospel in there. It's going to be a little consciousness, and then it's going to be a little ratchetness, just a little bit. Yeah. Oh, here you go. Here you go. I do not need to see that, Shay. Stop bending over and putting your knees on your elbows, all right? I do know my first song that I'm going to play, though.
What's that?
I'm trying to pull it up. I don't know if it's gonna pull up that fast. Okay, here we go. This is gonna be the first song I come out with out the gates. I love this song so much.
It's a good song.
It just speaks to us.
In the midst of brown.
Okay.
That Tylenol just took over me, man.
Shay Nansby in the building. Look at her. But now, yes. This song just makes me happy. It makes me smile. It makes me proud of being who I am and proud of celebrating Juneteenth.
See? I sounded just like her.
No, you didn't.
I did, too. Why are you hating on me?
I'm being honest with you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip
Hot Gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
A little early there, Shay. 8:22. Today, look for highs in the lower 80s. Thunderstorms on the way. Cloudy at 75 right now at the Grammy Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Raven Simone made an announcement on her social media on yesterday. She said, quote, "I got married to a woman who understands me from trigger to joy, from breakfast to midnight snack, from stage to home." This lady's name is Miranda Pierman Made.
My milk of magnesia.
What's Raven Simone's last name?
I thought it was Simone.
No, Raven Simone.
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out if she's the Pierman or the Made. Let me quickly Google.
Could you,
Pierman is her last name.
Tap that white girl on the shoulder for me.
What you mean?
That's how don't be honest.
What? Oh, Lord. So Chrissy Teigen is celebrating something interesting. She got her breast implants removed. Damn. So she had a little celebration last week. Her friends brought her cake and everything.
What's John Legend's reaction? Not that it matters, right. You know, because it's her body. I just want to know what his reaction is.
Speaking of John Legend, he'll be taking on Alicia Keys in a versus battle today in honor of Juneteenth. So they've got dueling pianos.
Oh.
It should be fun, Brian, while you hating.
I'm not hating. I just, you know, I got other stuff to do.
A judge has ordered Rick Ross to pay his ex, Brianna Camille, $8,500 a month in temporary child support.
Woo! Another Maybach Music is on the way.
I know, right?
You got to cover them payments.
6,000 of the child support payments will go toward the caring of the couple's two kids, 3-year-old Berkeley and Billion, who's almost two, and 2,500 will pay for a nanny to help with the kids while Brianna continues with a high-risk pregnancy of the couple's third child.
Oh, they got another one.
Child. He don't miss.
There is no thought process when that, you know.
When he was ill a couple years ago, when he was having all them seizures and stuff, it didn't affect that sperm count. I know that.
Oh, Lord, here you go.
Test tube, baby.
Here you go again. You first off, you called somebody potent yesterday. Who did you call potent?
I don't know, but you if did. They are, they are. You know, I keeps it real. K. Michelle, child, when keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah.
She is beefing with Tamar Braxton again and drug Tamar's dirty panties in front of the whole interwebs.
Brown, talk about nobody. When you was sleeping with a married man, you was sleeping with Jermaine Dupri daddy. Ooh. How you sleep with Jermaine Dupri daddy and get your beat by Jermaine Dupri mama in the elevator? But you want to talk to me? You want to talk about me? I don't marry me. But you so holy.
So he was born in 53. 67?
What's 67?
Jermaine Dupri daddy.
Okay.
Tamar is what?
I don't know, but this better be true, K. Michelle. Because if it wasn't true and I was Tamar... We go up before the Supreme Court. I am
going
to take. I want the enamel off her teeth. If I was, I'm dead serious. I want everything.
What?
I'm coming for everything you got.
Who asked for that?
I want the silicone out your implants. Ooh. I want it all.
So you just coming for everything?
If you lie on me,
you was acting all tough and hardcore.
Cause that is a serious allegation.
Nah, it
you is. Mess with somebody, daddy, and his mama beat you up in the elevator.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
That better be true. Cause if it's not, we will judge Judy tomorrow.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with "That's My Jam."
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
All right, Xavier, what's up with it?
Hey.
All right, let's see what you got for
you. You know there's nothing, nothing, nothing I would not do. Oh, no.
Before I let you go.
No.
It, what? Fam, no, this is fam, before I let you go.
Fam, it's Juneteenth. You got the words right. We need the energy.
He just wants a little more joy.
I need some juice.
A little bit more joy.
We gonna start over again. Here we go.
You know there's nothing.
Before I let you go, I will never let you go before I let go.
He tried, Brian. Hey, okay.
Kansas City gonna get on your head, but we gonna get you to the grand prize joint for your shot to get $1,000 in stimulus gift cards, all right?
Alright.
What stations live, local, and lit?
Man, Hot 103 Gems. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Hey,
happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth, y'all.
Listen now through July 9th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
You better listen and win.
Celebrating 70 years.
I'm the definition of
hip-hop and R&B.
This sounds better right here.
Hot 103 Gems.
That sounds like money, and I need it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.